This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. More than half the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh have left and entered Armenia, setting up a humanitarian crisis. Already more than 66,000 people are in Armenia, and the world is taking notice. Phil Mercer in Sydney says a delegation from Australia is there seeing for themselves.
The lawmakers have described a shortage of humanitarian relief and a sense of fear among those who've been displaced. They're urging Australia and other countries to send more aid and medical supplies. Mark Cure is the New South Wales State Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. He spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation from the town of Goris in Armenia.
We are seeing firsthand, I think, an international crisis unfold. We're seeing hundreds of cars and buses and open-top trucks.
Phil Mercer, VOA News. Sydney.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with India's External Affairs Minister on Thursday.
It's a pleasure to welcome my friend and colleague, Foreign Minister Jaishankar, here to the State Department, back to Washington. We've had very good discussions over the last weeks, of course, at the G20 in New York at the General Assembly, and I'm looking forward to pursuing them this afternoon.
The meeting comes just hours after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he was sure U.S. Secretary Blinken would raise the murder of a Sikh separatist leader with his Indian counterpart when the two meet later in the day. India has dismissed Canada's allegations as absurd. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss the status of the war and needs of troops. Zelensky said Thursday that Stoltenberg agreed to make efforts to get NATO members to help provide additional air defense systems to protect Ukraine's power plants and energy infrastructure that were badly damaged in attacks by Russia last winter. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Kosovo's president, Vojislav Osmani, has accused Serbia of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend. In an interview with Reuters, she says there is irrefutable evidence.
From the involvement of people of Lista Srpska to the weapons that actually were produced and brought by Serbia to the territory of Kosovo illegally, to the trainings by the military of Serbia of these criminals who carried out the attack, to the use of cars that actually belonged to the Ministry of Interior of Serbia, and to the hiding of these terrorists now in the territory of Serbia.
Serbia denies any involvement. The shooting has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which declared independence from Serbia in 2008. The U.S. base in Antarctica has been hit by harassment claims as workers are banned from buying alcohol at bars. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The changes at McMurdo Station come as concerns grow that sexual misconduct has been allowed to flourish there. The ban was placed by the National Science Foundation that oversees the research program. However, the NSF told the AP the changes involving alcohol were related to morale and welfare at the base and were not aimed at preventing sexual harassment or assault. Although alcohol will still be accessible to the workers, the policy shift could prove significant because the bars have been central to social life in the isolated environment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Actor Michael Gambon, known for playing Dumbledore in 6 of the 8 Harry Potter movies, has died after a bout of pneumonia, according to his publicist. Gambon was 82. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Sarazetta has a look at his career.
Dementors are vicious creatures. They will not distinguish between the one they hunt and the one who gets in their way.
Michael Gambon took over the role of Dumbledore in the Harry Potter movies after Richard Harris died in 2002. Gambon once said he never read any of the books because he did not want them to influence him too much. He said in a 2009 AP interview, the kids in the movie taught him a thing or two.
They simplify everything. And I tend to overcomplicate, so I learned that from them.
Gambon also was known for roles in The King's Speech, Gosford Park, and Paddington. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Dutch police said a gunman killed a teacher and a local woman after opening fire in a classroom at a university hospital campus in Rotterdam and a nearby house on Thursday. Police said the 32-year-old suspect fatally shot a 39-year-old woman living in his neighborhood and seriously injured her 14-year-old daughter. After setting the woman's house on fire, the gunman went to the Rotterdam Medical Center University Hospital, where he entered a classroom and fatally shot a 46-year-old teacher. The 32-year-old suspect, a university student, was arrested near the hospital, where it was also set afire. His motive unknown. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.